Nobody knows what tomorrow holds. So enjoy the day as a child of God and give thanks to the King for whatever. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today for the Lord, right? I mean, love Him, praise Him, worship Him, thank Him, you know, every day. Don't put it off. Praise the King. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. And Psalm 150, verse 5 and 6. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And you know, I got news for us. Some of the things we read in those Psalms, at least to me, they don't have breath. Or are they praising the Lord? Yeah. Yeah, all the animals, they have breath just like you and I do. But I don't know if a tree has breath or not. See, when the branches are out there doing this, they're clapping their hands. We don't even think about that. It's in the wind, they're clapping their hands, praising the Lord, right? Wow. But the heavens are praising Him. It's just like, I'll throw something out here that I've got several emails this Thanksgiving about the turkeys. You know, they say they're processed in a Muslim factory, you know, and that they're that halal or whatever you call that, halal, whatever you call that. You said you can't eat that. I said, I got news for you. I am not bound with any kind of worldly things. I don't care who prayed over that turkey. I don't care who prayed over that beef. I have freedom in Christ to eat anything I want to eat, and it is not cursed by some other God. If I'm walking in obedience to my God, there ain't no curse can come upon you and me. You know that? No curse can come upon us. I mean, Paul said, you know, if you go to somebody's house and they know that the meat has been sacrificed to an idol, and they tell you, now this meat's been sacrificed to an idol, and if you eat it, it's going to offend me, your brother. He said, then don't eat it. Don't eat it. Say, okay, then we'll eat something else. But what you can do is when you start to leave, you might say, well, can I take that with me? I mean, you know, I might have a puppy dog out here that wants it or something. He may never get it. I mean, what do we not understand? Under the new covenant, under the new law, we are free in Christ. Are we free in Christ? Does that mean, Betty, that I can eat any kind of food I want to? I can. I mean, so I don't care who sacrificed to it. I don't care who prayed over it. I don't care how they killed it or nothing else. It's okay, because if I'm walking in obedience to God's word, He promised to bless my food and my water, didn't He? And so do I have anything to be concerned about? No, I don't have to be afraid of nothing. I can eat anything if I'm not under the curse. And the only thing can put you under a curse is disobedience to God. Now, if you're walking in obedience to His word and you're praising Him and thanking Him, is He happy with you? Yes. Is He going to withhold any good thing from you? The Scripture says He will not. God says, those that walk uprightly before me, I will withhold no good things from you. What?
I just wanted to say, don't forget to ask the blessing over the food before you eat it.
Oh, yeah, well, well, that is true, and I think we should do that, and I do that all the time. But let's stop and think what the Scripture really says. Now, I want you to really stop and think about this. The Lord clearly said in His Word, if we obey Him, He will bless our food and our water. Is that what He said? So if you sit down to eat something sometime and forget to put an extra blessing on it, does that mean it's not going to be blessed? No, because God says, if you're walking in obedience to my word, I will bless your food and your water. So your food and your water is going to be blessed, but I like to always bless my food and my water when we go to a restaurant or whatever, and I like to pray loud enough that somebody three or four tables away can get up and come over and say, you know, I've never seen anybody pray blessed food like you do. I have that happen regularly, and I've had that happen many times. In fact, when I went to camp with Tim when he was 10, this has been a long time ago because he's 36 now, but Tim was in the fifth grade. He was 10 years old, and we went to camp in Oklahoma, and they wanted a male parent to go with 10 boys. In every cabin, they put 10 boys. I said, okay, I don't know who might get in the cabin with my boy, but I guarantee if he goes up there, this daddy's going to be in that cabin with his son. I ain't going up there with just nobody. I'm going to be there. So I took a week of work off And I went to Oklahoma. And, of course, when we went up there, they had a chow hall, you might call it, like the military, you know, where they serve meals for everybody to eat. They'd have you a table with 11 chairs around it, 10 boys and me. When I first got to the first day, I asked those boys, they're 10 years old, I said, how many of y'all know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? My son held up his hand and one other boy. The other eight didn't hold up their hand. I said, okay, boys. I said, Jesus is God. He is the Lord. There is no other God beside him. And I said, since I'm the leader, y'all are here to obey me. So I said, before we eat every meal, when you sat down to that table, you will wait on me. And when I sat down there and when I stand up at that table and bless that food in the name of Jesus, then you boys can eat, not before. Well, they weren't too sure about this. So, and also, as we go running up the trail, I said, okay, boys, you boys are put here under my authority and you must obey me. And so we go running up the trail and I said, hey, boys, you're getting a little too far ahead of me. I said, didn't you hear that counselor say that there's snakes down here and all kinds of wild animals? We're out in the wilds. Oh, Mr. Scrivener, we're on this trail. Of course, the trail was wide as this hallway right here, asphalt. I said, there's no danger. I said, yes, there is. There's danger. There's critters out here. Oh, we don't have to stay that close to you. I said, boys, I'm in charge and I demand every one of you come right back here and stay in a little group. Okay, so we're walking along and they're kind of mumbling, you know, they don't like this, you know, they want to run. And I said, no, we're going along. I said, okay, boys, hold it right there. They all stopped and I said, there's a great big snake right off the side of the path to the right. Who sees him? Mr. Scrivener, you're kidding us. I said, no, see, this is what I'm talking about, boys. See, a trained eye can see this snake, but you boys haven't lived in the wilds like me, so you don't have a trained eye. But I said, just about 4 or 5 feet off the path, there's a great big snake about 5 foot long laying right there in the grass. Oh, you're kidding. I said, he's right off over there. And they're all looking. And all of these, every one of them, nobody saw him. They said, we don't see him. I said, just a minute. I reached down, picked up a little old stick right there about that long, and I threw it over there, hit almost right beside his head. When I did, he like that. And man, he come up and he opened that mouth. He went, them boys all had a runaway, let me tell you for sure. They found out I wasn't kidding them. There was a snake out there. And so the snake run in under a big log there. I said, you boys all stay on the path. Don't you dare get off the path. And I picked up a big stick with a fork in it, and I run over there and I moved that log over and I stabbed that stick right behind his head. And of course, once I got him pinned down, then I took another stick and I began to beat him until I killed him. And after I killed him, I left that snake. I said, now, boys, y'all heard that counselor down there tell you that there were snakes up here. I said, you told me that you didn't have to worry about this, but I said, right there, if one of y'all had just run off the path, just, I said, only a couple of steps is all it would have took. You could have stepped on him and he could have bit you. Oh, boy, let me tell you, you talk about getting 5, 10 boys' attention. I had their attention now. Isn't it amazing how God does things? He really put those boys to the test. But those boys obeyed me. So when we got down to the lunchroom that day, I said, okay. I mean, I said, now I told y'all you have to not eat till I pray, right? And man, I'm telling you, I had no problem. Them boys, they sat there. And they just sat there. They never took a bite. And I stood up and I felt my hands up and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to bless all these food to all of our bodies here in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I sat down. After we got through eating, we got up to leave. There was a lady sitting about 2 tables over. She got up and said, sir, you must be a Christian. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I am. She said, I never saw anybody bless the food in one of these camps like this. Never. Said, you're the first man that's ever stood up and blessed it. I said, well, God tells us to do this. I said, so I think I'm going to obey my king. And so she said, wow, I said, this is really something. I said, well, are you a Christian? She said, well, yes. I said, well, why didn't you bless it at your table? And she said, I guess I just didn't think about it. She said, I'm up here with my husband and said, you know, he's a pretty good Christian, but said, we never pray over our food, especially when we're out amongst other people. I said, well, you know, if there's ever a time we should pray, it should be all time, right? There should be only 2 times that you pray over your food, when you're by yourself or when you're with somebody. Right. Is that right? I mean, that pretty well covers all of it, right? Should we be ashamed of our Lord? No. Absolutely not. That's what's wrong with us today in the church. We're ashamed of our Lord. I mean, he is the one that made all these things we read in the Psalms. I mean, he created everything. He spoke and the stars came into existence. That's a pretty big God. And he's mine and your God. I ain't ashamed of him, are you? Absolutely not. I want to praise him and worship him and thank him. If we do everything he says, praise him and worship him and thank him, if we're walking in obedience to his word, then when somebody comes up to be prayed for, you pray for them and he's happy with you and he'll answer your prayer for them. And I love that, don't you? I love that. I mean, I love it when I pray over Cheryl, you know, and the Lord answers my prayer for her virtually every time. I mean, it's just amazing. And in fact, I think about Sharon, you know, Sharon, was it yesterday, Sharon, that you called me? She got to hurting her back or something. And she called me on my cell phone and said, Thurman, I need you to pray for me. I'm having trouble with my back. So I prayed a prayer of faith and I said, okay, it's done in the name of Jesus. And she said, it's gone in Jesus' name. We need to learn how to pray one for another. Now, if we're ashamed of our God, hey, he's going to say, you want something from me? Forget it. You're going to pray for something, but you want to do it in the quietness, in the corner where nobody can hear you. Sharon, wait till I get somewhere where there's not anybody. Would you hang on a minute? Let me see if I can find a place over here where there ain't nobody where I can pray silently. Now, Sharon, you may have trouble hearing me, but that's because there's other people within 100 yards of me. I mean, pray. Don't be ashamed of your God. Praise him and worship him. In fact, the other day when Dave and I and Cheryl was up in Baltimore, the man that carried us to work and to the church and back every day, we stayed in his home. He called me after we got back and he said, I am beginning to really understand why God does what he does for you and Dave and your ministry. I said, why? He said, you know, every time I said anything to you guys, one of y'all said, praise the Lord, or the other one said, hallelujah. He said, if you said, praise the Lord, the other one said, hallelujah. So he said, I never heard two men that praise the Lord as much as you two guys do. Well, wonder where we learned that. Reckon we read the word? Is that what the Lord tells us to do? Praise him? Yeah, that's what it says. Praise the Lord. Praise him and thank him. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Just Passing Through This Earth, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.